All right, so the couple on top of the Empire State Building, apparently, along with whatever they were protesting, and I don't know what they were protesting, the guy has just asked the woman to marry him. He got down on one knee, he presented the ring, and so they're hugging. I'm a little behind on what I have on Fox. Danielle, you're seeing it on Facebook, and it's more, they're already climbing down happily and safely.
Yes. So they are almost to the next platform.
Man, that's crazy.
They're halfway. I don't know how she's doing it. She just got proposed to.
Well, she's right now they're just kind of crunched down together hugging. So I, let's give them some privacy.
You can't really say no, can you? Because all right, how am I going to get down now if I said no?
If you said no. All right, we got to move on because we're going to run out of time with our next very special guest, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who I've been friends with forever, and I appreciate that, even though we don't always agree with each other. She is the Congresswoman of Michigan's 6th District. And for the first time ever, Congresswoman Dingell, after I watched what happened to, in Colorado, a 15-term Congresswoman being kicked out by Democrat socialists, I'm starting to worry about you.
Well, my job is to... Good afternoon. Happy 30th.
Thank you.
And I didn't even know about the tower because I've been working all morning. So now I've got to find out about that.
Yeah, well, it's weird, but it's on.
I pay attention to my district. I listen to people. I am accessible. I try to go to as many events as I can. And I think one of the things, you know, I was talking to David Hogg this morning. And look, Diana DeGette is a good person. And I think members of Congress have to be in tune with their district. They've got to be out there in working it. And I take representing the people that elect me every 2 years very seriously. And I got to deliver for them. And that's my what I believe and what I'm going to continue to do.
Well, I think that that's what you do and always have. I don't know if these people who are declaring war, basically, and being called the Democrat Socialists or whatever their official name is, communism, I don't think they care. I think that if anyone's been in position for a period of time, they're a part of the problem and they need to go, even in their own party, even though I think, I don't know, but I think if they continue to prevail in these primaries, they're handing the Republicans some offices that they might not have gotten otherwise.
So I'm going to come back at you and say there are, this is a very complicated time. Oh. But I also think the media is trying to pit us against each other. And that, do you remember when AOC got elected and how everybody talked about how far left she was and how disruptive she was. And she probably is one of the most responsible members of our Energy and Commerce Committee. And I said to people, when she came in, we had the Green New Deal. And I did not sign on to the Green New Deal. And I said to her, you had no labor at the table. What are you doing about, yeah, everybody wants clean air and clean water, but working men and women need to have their voice at the table too. And she said, you're right. And I brought the environmentalist community together, and I brought the union community together. They met for a year, and they found common ground. So, look, I don't agree with everything I've heard some of them say. I think they're reflective of how people are upset with what we've seen. But New York and Colorado are not Michigan and the Heartland. But I also think that any member that isn't holding themselves accountable to the people that they serve, isn't listening to them, isn't delivering for them, needs to worry right now, too.
All right. I'm glad you addressed that. I have talked to some liberal friends. They don't even want to talk about the Supreme Court upholding state bans on trans athletes in girls and women's sports. They say to me, oh, but that's not important. Let's talk about something important. And I can't help but feel, because, quote, they lost, they think it's not important. Otherwise, how do you get this? I mean, what a headline. Democrats declare monumental win in Trump's birthright citizenship fight. That says it all. I think that Democrats are against the birthright citizenship idea that Trump had only because it's Trump. Can you tell me, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, how does the average American benefit from birthright citizenship today?
You know, Paul W., birthright citizenship has been a foundation of this country for more than 100 years.
When they didn't have companies that advertised to bring people here pregnant to have a baby and then call the baby an American citizen. They didn't have, and they certainly didn't think that that was ever going to happen 100 years ago.
But I think we've got to be very careful, and I do think, I mean, even one of the justices, I can't remember which one who wrote it, was empathetic about the human situation of people who do have babies here. And I think this is, you know, if people feel very strongly that this is something, the Constitution is very clear. And remember, this came about because slaves were brought to this country and many black people or African Americans were not given citizenship. And that's part of how this came about. And that is something that we've made progress on and we've, you know, address that. But look, these issues are very, very complicated. And I, you know, someone advertising that way isn't. Well, maybe, you know, you look at this legislation, but I stand very firmly behind the way the Constitution is written right now. And if you're born in this country, you are an American citizen.
Do you stand by the Constitution suggesting 9 members of the United States Supreme Court, or do you back what your many Democrats are backing? They want to put more people on the court.
I think that you're going to see a lot of different proposals come up on the Supreme Court, and one of them may be term limits or years for how long someone from the Supreme Court serves. I think that you will see a very full and robust discussion on that subject. And I think it needs to be full and robust.
Anybody coming out? We're running out of time, but anyone that you would happily support to, representing the Democrat Party for president in 28?
I'm going to tell you this, Paul W. We have lots of candidates, and I am focused, a member of the committee, and we need a presidential nominating system. And the early states need to reflect the diversity of this country, the issues that matter, and issues that will decide who gets elected in November need to be part of the filtering screening process of early primaries. And that's what I'm committed to.
Our good friend, Debbie Dingell, the Democrat from Ann Arbor, U.S. Congresswoman from Michigan's 6th District. Have a wonderful 4th of July. I know you still love America, as do I.
I love my country, and we should all celebrate this birthday and
absolutely
read the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely. We continue on WJR a little late. Mm-hmm.